At bedtime this week, my daughter Anna chose the story, Just a Bad Dream by Mercer Mayer. You might be familiar with his Little Critter books. In this book, Little Critter dreams that he's all on his own, with no little sister or mom or dad to stop him from eating ice cream for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. He never has to take a bath, and he actually fills the bathtub up with lizards and snakes and frogs and all kinds of slimy, gross things, right? But when it's time to go to bed, Little Critter realizes that there's nobody to read him a bedtime story or tuck him in. And as I was reading this part, my kids were hit with the sadness of what it would be like to be alone. Both their eyes filled with tears, and the crying started and lasted for several minutes. For a young child, to be left alone is very scary. What would you do? Who would watch over you or protect you? Who would love you? Who would feed you? For those in our congregation who are graduating high school soon, to be left alone is probably a mixed bag. They're probably mostly excited, but a little nervous and a little sad. But we have confidence in them because we know their parents have prepared them for what is coming. They've had practice being alone, and they've worked hard to learn how to live on their own. And that learning will continue, of course. As adults, being left alone is mostly a good thing, depending if you're an introvert or an extrovert. But we generally don't want people telling us what to do. One of my friends posted on Facebook this week that one of the best parts about being an adult is that she could eat cake at 3:30 in the morning when she woke up, and nobody would tell her that she couldn't. We like to make our own choices, but we also still need people to watch out for us, to care for us and love us, and give us help when we need it. Usually parents or friends, mentors, church family, or other groups we're part of help fill that role for us as we grow. But we can't have those people around us all the time or forever. And that's why it's important to remember that no matter where or when we are in our lives, we are never alone because God is always with us. Our gospel lesson today comes from the long speech Jesus made on the last night of his life. I guess you could think of it kind of like a commencement speech. Jesus tells his disciples, his closest friends and followers, that even though he's leaving them, they will not be left alone. He will send the Spirit of truth, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit. We are never alone because God's Spirit is always with us, even in us. There are times that we feel alone in our lives. Depression is really good at convincing us that nobody cares about us, even though that's not true. Or maybe we just look around at other people and think that everybody else has it so much better than us. Maybe we feel like we're never good enough. Maybe we start at a new school or a new job or a relationship ends or we are apart from those that love us. And that can all make us feel isolated or alone. But God is never far from us, even when it feels like it. That is what Jesus promised in sending the Holy Spirit. Jesus told us that the Spirit will abide with us and be in us. The Spirit will be so close that it actually lives inside us. To comfort his disciples and us, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to live in us forever, so that no matter where we go, the Spirit goes with us. When I was in college, I had a great opportunity to study abroad. Luther College has a partnership with the University of Malta, so I headed there with a group of other students and professors to this little island in the Mediterranean for 4.5 months. We lived 3 blocks from the sea, We traveled to Greece, Morocco, and all over Europe. It was amazing and incredibly lonely. I didn't get to talk to my family much, and it was by far the longest I'd ever gone without seeing my parents. My faith was something that I really clung to in this time. I had to lean on God's presence in my life. And I had this little, I used to get these calendars from my church. I don't even think they make them anymore, but they had beautiful scenes with Bible verses on every month. Maybe some of you remember those. One of them had a verse or a picture of a sea. And on it, it had some of the verses from Psalm 139. And I brought this with me as I traveled across the sea. And these words came to mean a lot to me in my time alone and away from my family. So I'm going to read you part of Psalm 139. It's titled in my Bible, "The Inescapable God." O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high, I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, which is like hell, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall guide me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely darkness shall cover me and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. There is nowhere we can go in this world that God's Spirit does not go with us. God is behind us and in front of us. God knows our thoughts, our actions, even our words before we do. Even if we cross the sea, God will still go with us and lead us. If we move to a new town, God will guide us. If we feel the darkness of life closing in around us, God is there with an inextinguishable light. So my message today is just a simple reminder that you are not alone. You are never alone. There is nowhere you can go that God does not go with you. We can't even go to the grave without God, because Jesus has already been there. And he said that because I live, you will live also. The Advocate, the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, lives in us as we follow the words and commands of Jesus. We receive that Spirit in our baptisms, just as Christ did. We know that no matter what life brings, whether it's joy or suffering, that the Spirit lives in us always. So take a moment now of prayer to thank Jesus for giving us life because he lived again, and for sending us the Spirit so that we are never alone.